another episode of Dominion Nuggets with Dr. Joseph Parakoy of the Dominion in Christ International, DICI. On this platform, get set for an encounter with God's Word. Expect an impartation and empowerment of the total man by the power of the Holy Spirit. You are created by God to live in dominion and victory all the days of your life. As you listen and believe, your situation will change in Jesus' name. And here now is Dr. Joseph.
I bring the word of God to you today titled, Majestic, Magnificent, Self-Existent God. Majestic, Magnificent, Self-Existent God. Today, God has a better plan for your life. And God desires for you to experience His majesty. And in that experience, He wants you to realize how that knowledge can change you and your whole outlook on life. Our majestic God has more for each of us than we are more experiencing and more than we can even imagine today. And therefore, I want you to understand, the majestic God will make your life special, spectacular, and supernatural in the name of Jesus. I take my text. Let me read to you from Psalm 8. Quickly, I read to you verse 1. It says, O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is thy name in all the earth, who has set thy glory above the heavens. Here, David wrote this psalm to proclaim the majesty of God. It says there, O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is thy name in all the earth, who has set thy glory above the heavens. What do you see there? The majestic creator. That's number one you see there. The majestic creator. David begins his song with a strong statement. In the Hebrew, it reads, O Yahweh, our Adonai. When he says, O Lord, our Lord. In the Hebrews, it means, O Yahweh, our Adonai. What does it mean? And what? How can I explain that to you? Yahweh means the self-existent Lord. The self-existent God. Self-existent. He was never created. He had been before the world began. He's self-existed. He controls the world. He dominates everything. God introduced himself to Moses as the great I am. And he's the creator and the Lord of all creation. He existed before all things. There is never a time that he was not. There is never a time that God was not. Because he has always been. He has need of absolutely nothing. Because before there was anything else, he was there. That's why he said, before Abraham was, I am. He was God and he's still God today. He's Yahweh, the self-existent God. He can make all things possible in your life. He doesn't need anything to make something happen. He is everything. In him, everything consists. Yahweh, the self-existent God. And because it's Yahweh and it's existing, no one can stop you. No power can stop you in the name of Jesus. What does that mean? It says, Oh Lord, our Lord. What does it mean? It means Adonai. It means Yahweh, our Adonai. What does it mean when we say Adonai? Adonai means Lord and Master. It is a more personal name for God. And it indicates his relationship with you. It means Lord and Master. The master of situation and circumstances. The master over men. The master over demons. The master over disease. The master over death. The master over principalities and powers. The master over all. As Yahweh and as Adonai is the Lord of all things by his majesty and might. But as Adonai is your Lord, is your master, is willing to do things for you, is willing to intervene on your behalf. Yahweh, Lord of all things. Adonai, the Lord that belongs to you, is your own Lord. If you can willingly submit yourself to him, He will change your situation. If you can willingly submit yourself to him, he will change your circumstances. He will make things happen in the name of Jesus. Majesty refers to a glorious display of kingly power. A glorious display of kingly power. I believe you understood, and I know you still know, when Nebuchadnezzar wanted to prove that he was mightier than God, God decimated him and turned him to an animal. He displays kingly power against the king of the earth. God is still God. God is still mighty. He can do anything today. He is the majestic God. He is the almighty God. He rules in splendor. Splendor means magnificent brilliance of beauty and color. He rules in splendor. He can make your life beautiful. Beauty is in Jesus. Beauty is in God. If you come to him, he makes all things beautiful in his time. He will meet your need in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. The question is this again. How big is our God? Our God is majestic, magnificent, self-existent God. He's a majestic creator. I don't know what you are going through. It will make your life majestic. It will turn things around in your life. In the name of Jesus. Number two, from this place where we have read, if you look at verse 2, it says, out of the mouth of babes and sucklings as thou ordained strength because of thine enemies, that thou mightest steal the enemy and the avenger. Even God has enemy. He said, because of thine enemy. But God says, he steal them. He quieten them. What do you learn? And what do you see from there? If God is having enemy, my friend, you've got enemy. But our God is a powerful God. Here, David reflect on God as El Gibor, the mighty God. How powerful is the Lord God? He is the omnipotent, singular in power and might. When you look at that verse 2, there's something you will notice there. David says, God establishes strength from the mouth of the infant and nursing babes. What does that mean? It's a poetic statement. But what it means is this. God is moving in strength in the praise of his children. God is moving in strength in the praise of his children. And it doesn't even have to be grown children. In other words, when you have problem, go into praise. God will begin to move in strength. When you have challenges, go into praise. God will begin to move in strength. Do you want God to move into your situation with power? Then you need to get into praise. When you get into praise, your mountain will be rolled away. When you get into praise, the night of sorrow will be turned to joy. When you get into praise, the enemy will be wasted without mercy. If you can get into praise, that disease and sickness will die. If you can get into praise, the people that have mocked you will come to bow before you. If you can get into praise, things will change in your life. In the mighty name of Jesus, our God is powerful. Our God is majestic. Our God is authoritative. The Bible says in 1 John chapter 4, verse 4, it says, you are from God, little children, and have overcome them, because greater is he who is in you than he that is in the world. God is in you. Because it's in you, you can overcome anything. Because it's in you, nothing can stand the power of God in your life. Because it's in you, you don't need to be afraid. They may threaten you, but they will go down. In the name of Jesus. Look at verse 3. He said, when I consider the heavens, the work of thy fingers, the moon and the stars, which thou hast ordained. What is man that thou art mindful of him, and the son of man that thou visitest him? What is man? He said, for thou hast made him a little lower than the angel and hast crowned him with glory and honor. Verse 6, thou madest him to have dominion over the works of thy hand. Thou hast put all things under his feet. God has put all things under your feet, my brother. If you are a child of God, you are to rule your world. If you are a child of God, you are to dominate the world. You are to rule by fire. You are to rule by power. Nobody can rule you. Sickness should not rule your body. Disease should not rule your body. Demons should not rule your life. Those people threatening you, they cannot rule you. That boss threatening you in the office is not your ruler. That man saying, except you come and sleep with him or I, you will not get promotion, is not your ruler. Your body is the temple of God. If you can wait on the Lord, he will waste your wasters. If you can wait on the Lord, he will silence the skeptics. If you can wait on the Lord, he will move that man out of the way. If you can wait on the Lord, he will shake the unshakables in your
your life. If you can wait on the Lord, the Bible says he has put all things under your feet. The sickness in your body, under your feet. Those witches and wizards boasting, they are under your feet. Those marine agents, they are under your feet. That man that says over you, so a dead body will you rise, he's under your feet. If you can trust the Lord, if you can believe the word of God, your story will change today. Your circumstances will change today. The majesty God has sent me to you to announce to you that fear not. He said, I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will help thee. Isaiah chapter 41 verse 6 says, you not be afraid. Don't be afraid again. They that are with you are more than they that are with them. People think you are insignificant. God asked me to tell you, you are important. God is saying, I should tell you, you are so significant, you are special to him, you control all things, you have got dominion, you don't need to be afraid again. In the name of Jesus, you don't like how things are going on in your life today? Maybe it's time for you to come under the control of Jesus, to come under the control of the Master. He will change your situation. He will move in your favor. In the name of Jesus, it says there, he has put all things under your feet. Sicknesses under your feet. Diseases under your feet. Pains and problems under your feet. Witches and wizards under your feet. Satan under your feet. Those terrific mother-in-law, father-in-law, son-in-law, sister-in-law, they are under your feet. That man boasting against you, they are under your feet. Failure under your feet. Move out and reign. Move out and shine. Move out and dominate. In the name of Jesus. I read to you verses 7 to 9 now. It says, all sheep and oxen, yea, and the beast of the field, the fowl of the air, and the fish of the sea, and whatsoever passes through the path of the seas, they are under your feet. O Lord our God, how excellent is thy name in all the earth. David closes this song that by the way he began. He says, O Lord, how majestic is your name. God wants to prove his majestic power in your life today. I'm inviting you to come to him. Come to him and surrender your life to him. Repent of your sin if you are living in sin. If you are ever feel small and insignificant, remember, you matter to God. The Lord of all the earth knows you and he loves you very much. And when you are struggling in the dark night, he's there to light your way and protect you. He's inviting you now. Come to Jesus. The Bible says in Matthew 11, 28, come unto me, all ye that labor and heavy laden, I will give you rest. He wants to give you rest. If you are there, you are living in sin, repent now. Tell the Lord you are sorry for your sin, that he should forgive you, he should cleanse you, he should wash you, he should purify you now. He will forgive you now. He will cleanse you now. Are you there as a backslider? God wants to prove his majestic power in your life. Repent now. Come back to Jesus. Turn to him alone. He will change your life today. He will restore you back. He will empower you to succeed. And he will rule your world and have dominion in Jesus' name. Our majestic, magnificent, self-existent God is alive today. He will fight for you. Father, I pray for these ones today as they are confessing and telling you that they are sorry for their sin. Have mercy on them. Forgive them in Jesus' name. I pray you cleanse them. Change their life and restore them back unto you, O Lord. In Jesus' name, we pray. Let's pray this prayer before I conclude. Pray this prayer because the majestic, magnificent God wants to prove himself in your life. Say, by fire, by thunder, in the name of Jesus, every cage holding my destiny down, scatter in the name of Jesus. Every cage holding my destiny, scatter in the name of Jesus. Scatter in the name of Jesus. Say, I break, I loose myself from the dominion and control of the earth in the name of Jesus. I break, I loose myself from the dominion and control of the earth in the name of Jesus. I must rule over the earth. The earth cannot rule over me. I break, I loose myself from the dominion and control of the earth in the name of Jesus. Pray this prayer. Say, I release panic and pain upon my full-time enemies in the name of Jesus. I release panic and pain upon my full-time enemies in the name of Jesus. I release panic and pain upon my full-time enemies in the name of Jesus. Say, every evil plan against my life receive confusion in the name of Jesus. Every evil plan against my life receive confusion now in the name of Jesus. Receive confusion now in the name of Jesus. Say, whatsoever Satan or demons have decided to do in my life shall not be done in the name of Jesus. Whatever Satan or demons, whatever they have decided to do in my life shall not be done in the name of Jesus. Pray this prayer before we conclude. Say, satanic gate man from hell blocking my promotion, blocking my advancement, depart from the gate of my destiny in the name of Jesus. Satanic gate man from hell blocking my advancement, blocking my success, blocking my marriage, blocking my career, depart from the gate of my destiny in the name of Jesus. Say, riches that cannot be challenged by satanic power come upon my life now in the name of Jesus. Riches and wealth that cannot be challenged by satanic power come upon my destiny now in the name of Jesus. Come upon my destiny now in the name of Jesus. Say, whosoever is using the sun to do evil against me, the sun shall smite you by day in the name of Jesus. Whosoever is using the sun to do evil against me, the sun shall smite you by day in the name of Jesus. Be wasted in the name of Jesus. Say, for the rest of this week, I am a mysterious wonder. I prosper by fire in the name of Jesus. I am a mysterious wonder. I prosper by fire in the name of Jesus. I believe it is done. I seal my life and my family in the blood of Jesus. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Amen. Father, as we have asked you today, bring our request to pass in the name of Jesus. You are the majestic, magnificent, self-existent God. Answer your name in our life and give us testimonies that is beyond our expectation. Thank you because you've heard us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you for hearing this word. Share it with others, and God will bless you as you do so. I am yours in Christ, Dr. Joseph Parakoi. Thank you. God bless you all.
Thank you for listening to Dominion Nuggets with Dr. Joseph Parakoi of the Dominion in Christ International in the Kingdom of Eswatini, Southern Africa. We believe you have been greatly blessed by this message and on your way to dominion and victory in life. For prayer, counseling, and more information, or you are led to partner with us and keep this regular broadcast on air, please kindly reach us on +268 763 52845, +268 763 52845, or by email info@citrac.org, or via WhatsApp on +27 7192 12413. Stay in the loving grips of Jesus till we come your way again on this same platform. God bless you. Jesus is Lord.